My name is Amy Tigner, and I'm an assistant professor of English at the University of Texas, Arlington. You will see in the case a copy of The Complete Servant Maid, printed in 1683, and the frontispiece from The Queen-like Closet from 1675, both reportedly by Hannah Woolley. The illustration shows the many tasks that 17th century women would have been required to do in the kitchen. Notice in particular the picture of the still, or alembic, that would have been used to make medicine and liquid refreshment for the household. The open page from The Complete Servant Maid contains medicinal receipts that demonstrate the enormous number of ingredients and complicated processes necessary to make the remedies for keeping the early modern family healthy. Entering the publishing scene in 1661 with The Lady's Directory, Hannah Woolley is the first female writer in England to publish cookbooks and one of the first to be a professional writer. Hannah Woolley learned her craft as a cook, a maker of medicines, and as a healer when she was in the service of the Lady Anne Maynard, a woman who bought her books and apprenticed her to famous male doctors. In many ways, then, Hannah Woolley crossed traditional gender boundary lines through her education, her work as a healer, and in publishing her knowledge. We also see in Woolley's writing that she understood culinary and medicinal activities of the kitchen as connected to the chemical and scientific experimentation of the laboratories.